is there a retirement crisis in America? One is tempted to simply answer yes. Our population is aging. Social Security's trust funds will be depleted by 2034, according to the most recent analysis. And the median household headed by someone aged 55 to 64 has just a bit more than $100,000 in retirement savings. Despite this, economists and others remain sharply divided with respect to the question of whether or not America is in the midst of a retirement crisis. The Wall Street Journal recently invited two economists to debate the issue. Alicia Monell, director of Boston College's Center for Retirement Research, who argues that the outlook is alarming, and Andrew Biggs, resident scholar at the American Enterprise Institute, who contends that most Americans are doing just fine. According to Ms. Monell, based on data from the U.S. Federal Reserve's Survey of Consumer Finances, about half of today's working-age households will not be able to maintain their pre-retirement standard of living in retirement, in part because of expanding life expectancy. In response, Mr. Biggs points out that seniors have the lowest poverty rates in America. Three-quarters of retirees tell Gallup surveyors that they have enough to live comfortably. More working-age Americans are saving for retirement than in the past. While people are nostalgic for traditional pensions, there was never a point at which more than 40% of workers actually had one. Today, 61% of all workers are saving in a retirement plan. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.